In an effort to boost sagging recycling rates, California's rolled out local pilot programs to make it easier for consumers to get back that nickel or dime deposit on bottles and cans. But a new report by the LA-based nonprofit Consumer Watchdog says the plan isn't working. KCRW's Tara Atrion explains.
More than 40% of the deposit fees California consumers pay aren't refunded, the third lowest among all states with bottle deposits nationwide. The steady disappearance of redemption centers is partly to blame for the meager percentage. One of CalRecycle's solutions to the crisis is to push city and county-based pilot projects, including mobile return efforts. However, Consumer Watchdog's investigation says those initiatives are anything but successful. The group found they're neither convenient nor financially stable. The probe analyzed four bottle return pilots that each got $1 million grants from the state, including initiatives in Culver City and Irvine. None of them are bringing enough recyclables to cover the operational costs of the pilot program itself, and most are less than convenient for people to use to redeem their deposit. As a fix, Consumer Watchdog proposes systematic reform of the entire bottle deposit program, including tapping into supermarkets and beverage makers to refund those nickels and dimes. For KCRW, I'm Tara Atrion.